Welcome to West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Vaquita, and Rick Albin on the live line with us this morning. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga. Before we ask you which candidate you think is healthier in the presidential race, thought we'd start with a little vote yesterday that had something to do with Gitmo that didn't get a lot of headlines. Can you tell us about that, Congressman?
Well, yeah. Yesterday, we passed a bill, a specific bill that said the president is not allowed to transfer any prisoners out of Gitmo, without congressional approval. And we have written this into some of our funding language previously. And this is, by the way, why it's so important to make sure that we don't continue to fund government with continuing resolutions and omnibus bills. We've got to restore regular order with our appropriations process, because that limiting language, when we control those purse strings, that's when we can keep them from doing it. But nonetheless, we passed a bill again saying the president cannot do this. This is in response to a study that shows about a quarter of all of those who have been released out of Gitmo have returned to the battlefield. There was a recent story where two more had just returned. These are dangerous people. They're not U.S. citizens. And why in the world we would afford them the rights and privileges of a U.S. citizen, I don't understand that.
Well, I think that you said a couple of things there that you might find some universal agreement on, particularly when it comes to regular order and putting together budgets, but it's an election year. And the odds of putting together a budget are what? Somewhere about the approval rating of Congress?
Somewhere between snowball and hell.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, probably.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's what we do know, though, Rick, and you know this from your experience, too. When you lay out priorities, though, legislatively, then that language tends to linger around. That's what's happened previously, where when the House has passed appropriations bills and we've passed and done our process, and even though it's stalled in the Senate and Harry Reid has refused to take up bills and those kinds of things, that language has been out there, and at least it's been a stake in the ground. And that's then something that the House can go back to and say, no, this is what we believe. So that has happened in the past where we've been able to do that and at least have that stake in the ground. And it's a rallying point for us to then go around when it comes time for these larger omnibus bills or continuing resolutions. And we have a better chance of getting that language into that. So this is something, though, that's extremely explicit. This is saying, look, it's inappropriate and unacceptable for the president to shut down Guantanamo Bay and try to either A, move those prisoners to other countries and get them out of the system, or B, move them here to the mainland U.S. That is, I think, ultimately what we are wrestling with and battling with the administration about.
We've got just a couple of seconds left, and this wasn't necessarily what we're going to talk about, but I got to know, to the degree that you can tell me, you go back to Washington after you guys have been gone for summer. You've seen a lot of election activity. There's all of this going on. What is the mood like? What's the conversation like? Because you've got 434 members besides yourself up for election. Some of them have to be a little nervous given the election and campaign environment out there.
Well, you know, election years are weird anyway, and this is the weirdest of the weird. It's kind of an unknown. I think there's much more of an appetite, though, in the House, because we're up every 2 years. We're kind of used to this. The Senate, you know, it's once every 6 years. I think they're much more nervous, much more anxious to get back home. Those of us that are here on a daily basis and are up for election every 2 years, we're kind of used to this, and it's a kind of ongoing. So a little less nervousness, but there's, you know, nonetheless, it's always an anxious year when you're trying to figure out what the course of the country is going to be for the next 2 years, and it's important.
Yeah, it is important, and it's going to be interesting. Thank you, Congressman.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Thanks.
Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga, as always, a pleasure.